Hello.
My name is Sandra Collins, and I speak to you here as the chair of the ALEA Working Group on E-Humanities, and also as the director of the Digital Repository of Ireland. When Professor Stock asked me to help organise this event, I was very honoured, of course, but I was also really delighted to have the chance to show you some of the fabulous research and initiatives in this really important area. So the symposium wants to address management of large data corpora, and we come to this from the context of e-humanities. But the problems, the challenges, and the issues and the opportunities that we face in this area are common. I think a lot of them are common across all of the sciences, the humanities and social sciences. So really, part of what we're talking about here is big data. And estimates at the moment are that online data, data which is being available over the internet, is increasing at a rate of 50% per annum. What we're talking about is an emerging global priority. And I think it's really important, and I'm so glad to hear such clear understanding and support from the German government and the European Commission, that this is really a system perspective that we need to address and get the benefit out of these issues. What we need to do is tackle it as a community on an international, on a European and a global level. And to have organisations such as ALEA and DARIA and the Digital Preservation Coalition, the Research Data Alliance, to have these big global umbrella organisations working together and to place ALEA at the centre of that, I think is really critical to changing culture, changing practice and turning data into knowledge for societal benefit. There's no shortage of data, but what we do with it and the knowledge and what we do to benefit society and progress society, that's where the real skill lies. So today what we want to show you is some of the challenges and opportunities. I would really like if it's a lively engagement, if we have lots of challenging and interesting questions from the audience. I know that there's a lot of organisations that are very prominent in the area that aren't speaking but are represented in the audience. What we'll do is we'll ask each of the speakers to present and then we'll take questions during the panel conversation at the end. To tell you a little bit about the ALEA E-Humanities Working Group. So we're a new working group. We started in 2012. We have three primary goals. It's about raising awareness for issues in digital humanities. It's about sharing data. So we want to contribute to the open access agenda, but from a humanities perspective. So the open access agenda is common to, you know, it's really happening right now across the sciences, the humanities, the social sciences. But it's important that the humanities community has a voice. It has something important to say in this agenda, and that's what we want to contribute. And we're looking to work with the community and the scholars to reach consensus towards best practice, common standards for scholarship and digitization. Again, there's no shortage of data, there's no shortage of standards. What we need to do is work together to bring some harmony and some consensus towards this. There are five academies represented on the E-Humanities Working Group: the Royal Irish Academy, the Swiss Academy of Arts and Sciences, the Norwegian Academy of Sciences and Letters, the Union of German Academies of Sciences and Humanities, and in Italy, the National Academy of the Lincei. I might for a moment talk about what we're doing in Ireland as well. So I'm the director of the Digital Repository of Ireland. What we're doing is we're building the National Trusted Digital Repository and we're based in the Royal Irish Academy. What we're trying to do is to link together and preserve this rich data that's held by Irish institutions in Ireland and internationally, and providing online access and the tools that you need to get the value, to interrogate, to understand the data that we're talking about. Humanities data is, I think, complex, it's rich, it's challenging. It's not enough to have the data. You need to be able to understand what to do with it, to draw the information and the knowledge out of the data. So what we're trying to do in Ireland, in the Royal Irish Academy, we're trying to do preservation and access. And I think that one doesn't really serve a purpose without the other. So we're at risk of losing all this wonderful digital data, the born data, the digitized objects, unless we preserve it. But preserving it without sharing it doesn't make sense to me either. There's huge amounts of public investment in this data, and I really believe that it's our cultural, it's our social heritage, and it's incumbent upon us to open this up for the community to use. I'm very conscious that we're working towards future generations. That's my daughter, Maeve. I try to keep her in mind as we work towards this goal. One of the things we did in the Digital Repository of Ireland is, in order to produce an infrastructure, so we're building a digital repository, but we're doing all the work around that that I believe is equally important, and that's influencing policy, and it's education and training. It's not enough to build the infrastructure and hope that people will use it. You have to bring it to your community of users. So one of the things that we did in the first year was to understand what practice is in place in Ireland. We can conducted a national programme of interviews to understand. This is a little snapshot. These are the type of formats that we found in practice in Ireland, and this informs what we will build in the Digital Repository of Ireland. So it's a pragmatic approach. What we want to do is serve the community. I will finish briefly by saying we're a very active group. Come and have a look at our website. This is us at the launch with the Irish Minister for Science and Innovation of the National Principles for Open Access. So if I could ask the panellists to come up, please. That's Professor Laurent and Dr. Kilbride. We start straight away. What we'll do is we'll save the questions. I hope that you will have lots of questions, and we'll take them as a panel at the end. And Dr. Sanchez, if you will join the panel.